National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take College Spike's return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
But is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
About set to get underway here at Monongalia County Ballpark. Joe Putnam along with you as the State College Spikes and the West Virginia Black Bears meet for the second time this weekend. Again, the Black Bears took the opener last night 7-6. Spikes opened up the road trip, taking 2 out of 3 from the Trenton Thunder. Brian Edgington, who just joined the Black Bears today, gets the start for West Virginia. He is a native of Abington, Pennsylvania, actually born in Abington out of Hatboro Horsham High School, but he was a third-team All-ACC selection at the University of Virginia this past spring, going 9-3 with a 3.57 ERA, 94 strikeouts to 23 walks over 88 and a third innings. Obviously, he may get some attention here as he stands 6 foot, 200 pounds. A right-hander, also spent time at Elon University and at St. Joseph's. At Elon in 2022, he went 6-4 in 15 starts, 86 strikeouts to 27 walks in 86 innings, a 3.56 ERA. And again, collegiate ERAs on average are higher by about a run and a half or 2 runs than major league or professional ERAs. So those impressive numbers. He also spent time with Yarmouth Dennis in the Cape Cod League, making 1 start last summer, 4 scoreless innings in that one. It'll be Peyton Harden, Marcus Page, and Carlos Contreras to start it off for the Spikes. And Edgington with the abbreviated windup and the America's Carpet Outlet. First pitch tonight at 7:09 p.m. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. The 1-0 to Harden, taken for a strike on the outer edge. Once again, Justin Murphy calling the balls and strikes. Luke Kammermeyer at first base and Matt Malik is at third base. Wind up by Edgington. The lefty Harden takes
The ball down and in. Two balls and a strike. Change up that time from Edgington. Peyton Harden batting .292 this year, a .352 on base percentage, five doubles, six RBIs. He's 8 of 11 in steal attempts if he gets on. The 2-1, down and away, 93 on the fastball, 3-1 the count. Harden's five doubles still tied for the MLB Draft League's second half lead. And the 3-1, swung on, lifted in the air, left center, Ridley on the run. He's not going to get to this, and it's going to be the sixth double of the year for Harden as it bounces over the fence off the warning track, right underneath the scoreboard in left center. The ground rule double for Peyton Harden to start things off tonight. Here's Marcus Paige now, Spike's second baseman. 0-for-3 with a walk last night for the season. Paige, in his third go-around with the Spikes, .209 batting average, but a .368 on base percentage. Five doubles, a home run. His 11 RBIs are third most on the team. Here's the pitch from Edgington. Swung on and missed. Fastball at 92 on the inner edge. 0-1 to the righty Paige. It is a park in the park night here in West Virginia, so you may well be hearing our four-legged friends throughout the night. Set by Edgington, the right-hander looks to second. Harden takes his lead, 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball at 93, 0-2 the count. Spikes in their red jerseys tonight. State College across the front in light gold. Gold numerals on the back with a blue outline. Gray pants with a red stripe running down the side on that Josiah Vieira patch on the right sleeve of the Spikes uniforms. And, of course, Sunday, August 20th, going to be very special. Everybody's going to have a Josiah Vieira jersey on the field for the Spikes. A pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-2. And, of course, our jersey auctions begin this coming week. Next Saturday will be Paint the Park Pink Night at Mettler Field at LeBron O Park, presented by Mount Nittany Health. And the pink jersey off the back auction will get going probably before the event. So keep your eyes peeled for that one as the 1-2 to Page swung on and missed. Edgington records his first strikeout. Paint the Park pink night jerseys. Also the pink socks to be worn by the Spikes. First 500 fans will get their own pair of the Spikes pink socks as a giveaway presented by Mount Nittany Health. But those jerseys will be up for bids on the LiveSource app. So just download the app from livesourceapp.com, and you'll be able to bid on those jerseys. Of course, we set a Paint the Park pink record last year. Carlos Contreras swings with the first pitch, bounces it on to second. Harden moves to third. The throw to first in time from Lucier to Cooper. 4-3 ground out retires Carlos Contreras. He's been a tough out this year. A .419 batting average, .471 on base percentage coming in. Second best batting average in the league, fourth in on base coming into tonight's action. Now Braden Blackford, probably the hottest hitter in the league. Blackford now with three homers, a .340 batting average, five doubles, a triple, 10 runs knocked in, a .411 on base percentage. Runner on third, 2 outs for him, and the pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0, 92 on the fastball there. Blackford, with runners in scoring position this year, is hitting .304 and a .360 on base percentage. The 1-0, taken for a strike on the outer edge. 1-1, .652 the slugging percentage with runners in scoring position as well. Left-handed hitter against the righty, Edgington. Harden leads off third. No score, top of the first. 1-1 pitch. Bounced on to first. This will be taken in by Cooper. He'll go to the bag himself. And Peyton Harden's leadoff ground rule double goes for naught. One hit in the opening frame. One runner left on base. Scoreless to the bottom of the first. And Derek Cherry to meet the West Virginia lineup for the first time tonight. Right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Derek Cherry gets the ball for the State College Spikes this evening. Cherry coming off his longest appearance of the season, going six innings, allowing four runs on nine hits to Frederick. This past Sunday, he did not walk a batter, struck out three, hit one batter, but took the loss in the game. Cherry will face Cam Ridley, Ben McLean, Bobby Lede, top third in the West Virginia order, Michael Cooper, Andres Ugarte, Anthony Hanson in the 4-5-6 spots, Manny Voorhees, Noah Lucier, Blaine McIntosh, the 7-8-9 batters for the Black Bears, who are in their black jerseys tonight. The Black Bears word mark across the front. West Virginia tucked in small, small font at the bottom of that word mark. Numbers in black outlined in blue and gold on the lower left. First pitch swinging, grounder on to short, taken by Josh Leslie. Throw to first in time, and Cam Ridley is retired. Ridley went 1-for-5 with a steal last night. But with one gone, here's Ben McLean. He's playing right field tonight. He was the DH last night, went 1-for-4 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. McLean this season, batting .350, but does not have an extra base hit. He does have seven RBIs in his first 10 games with the Black Bears, however, a .435 on base percentage for the left-handed hitter. Cherry going exclusively from the stretch, red mitt on the left hand, and the fastball just misses inside, ball one. White pants for the Black Bears tonight. And the black caps with the powder blue bills and the interlocking WV on the front in white, outlined in blue and gold. The 1-0 taken for a strike on the outer half. 1-1 the count. Black Bears colors incorporating several different inspirations. One ball and one strike, as the Spikes did at the outset, is the pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. For the Black Bears, their colors, black, gold, white, and powder blue. Now, the powder blue is somewhat taken from West Virginia University, which, of course, has a more of a navy blue as part of its palette, but also as a gold, which was shared by the Pittsburgh Pirates, the team that the Black Bears were affiliated with at their inception in 2018. Of course, black and gold, the hallmark of Pittsburgh sports teams, and white incorporated as an accent color as well. Two balls, two strikes to McLean. One gone, bottom of the first, no score in this one. Cherry delivers. That is smacked toward left field and deep. Back goes Contreras at the warning track. He makes a leaping catch into the mesh of the fence in front of the Spikes bullpen, but he is none the worse for wear as he runs it down. A brilliant defensive play from Carlos Contreras, and it's the second out of the first inning. But a star next to that one on the books. That one went 332 feet. It's 325 straight down the line, but Contreras able to track it down 90 miles an hour off the bat. Here's Bobby Lede now. And Lede swings the first pitch, pops it up. First base side off the netting above the Black Bears dugout. 0-1 the count. Lede batting .333, four doubles, a triple. 12 runs batted in, leads the Black Bears in the second half in 11 games. .375 on base percentage. Lede out of William Carey University. And time is called. It is 325 feet down the left field line, and it's a 15-foot-high fence at the line, but it slopes down after that, down to 9 feet high in front of the Spikes bullpen. 0-1, fastball misses outside. One ball, one strike. Then at the ticket office in left center, the fence back up to 16 feet before going back down to 9 feet the rest of the way around. 400 feet to dead center, 375 to right center. It's the pitch in tight, ball two. Cherry with a fastball missing, two balls and a strike. 325 down the right field line. It's also 375 to left center, and that's where the scoreboard's at as well. Braden Blackford homered off that scoreboard last night. 2-1, a swing and a miss. 96 on the fastball as Cherry dials it up. Two balls and two strikes. Set by Cherry. And the 2-2. In the turf, blocked by Luis Seviles, 3-2 the count. Artificial turf surface all the way around, save for the dirt mound. Also the dirt mounds and the bullpens. The Spikes beyond the left field fence. The Black Bears beyond the right field fence. Payoff pitch from Cherry. Two gone, bottom of the first. Here it is. That's fouled over the netting behind home plate. We'll do it again. Now talk about how the Spikes had inspiration, of course, for their jerseys. The main colors at the outset, blue, red, a dark gold, and a light gold. Three balls, two strikes. Another payoff pitch. Check swing, fastball, just missed the outer edge. Appeal on the check swing, no go. It's a two-out walk, and that is the first walk Derek Cherry has issued for the Spikes here in the second half of the season, which began back on July 7th. Now Michael Cooper, the batter, and Cooper, the first baseman, batting 263, a double, three runs knocked in, playing his 10th game for the Black Bears. He went 1-for-4 and scored a pair of runs last night. Cherry to the plate. Fastball called strike at 94 over the outer edge. Strike one. Ezekiel Carrera coaching at first base for the Black Bears, and Antonio Caballero coaching at third. Manager David Carpenter, top step of the dugout. And the 0-1, there goes the runner. Pitches low, and Aviles juggles the ball. No throw, and sliding in with the first steal of the night is Bobby Lede. That's his seventh in as many attempts this year. West Virginia was 3-for-3 in stolen bases, now with 34 steals here in the second half of the season, by far the most in the MLB Draft League. Again, artificial turf, a little more conducive to base stealing than natural surfaces are. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cooper chased it outside. That's the first strikeout for Derek Cherry this evening. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Scoreless to the second on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Penn State Sports Medicine. We take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the second inning. And Luis Seviles, Logan Mathieu, and Ryan Guardino, the 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Spikes. No score here in the second inning, second game of this three-game series. Brian Edgington, the UVA right-hander, into the windup, his pitch up and in for a ball. Luis Seviles was the first Spike with three home runs in the second half of this season. Braden Blackford's now joined him in the three-homer club. Luis with three RBIs, four doubles as well, a 7.06 slugging percentage. And he waves at the changeup down and away, 1-1. Avilas with a 3.24 batting average, 3.78 on base percentage. Edgington peering over the mitt. Now the windup on the 1-1, and Avilas sends this one deep. It's going to go foul, but watch out. All the folks in the apartments and the hotels in the left field corner. You might get a little souvenir you didn't expect. That one left the bat at 111 miles an hour, and the MLB Draft League has spotlighted. Luis Seviles has the highest average exit velocity for all batters so far in the second half, and he has the highest of any pitch that was put into play at 109 miles an hour. And away for a ball now, 2-2. And the pitch, and Avilas pops this up. Sky high, shallow left field, shortstop, Lede is over. And right near the foul line, he turns around but makes the catch for the first out.
The first baseman, Logan Mathieu.
And Logan Mathieu now the batter. Mathieu slugged his second home run as a Spike. He had four of his eight home runs last season here at Monongalia County Ballpark as a member of the Black Bears, but he's seen the light. Joined the Spikes for the 2023 second half, and the first pitch swung on and missed 0-1. He said it's been weird to come back here. A lot of memories made here as he tied for the league lead in homers, second in the league in RBIs with 34 of them in last year's second half. And the pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer end. 0-2 the count. 91 on the fastball from Edgington. Base is empty. One gone. And the 0-2 to Logan. Left-handed hitter. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Out with a fastball chasing. Second strikeout for Edgington. He let up the ground rule double to Peyton Hardin to start the game, but has retired five in a row since, and now Ryan Guardino steps in. But Guardino can strike at any time. Two doubles, two homers, eight RBIs, 200 the batting average, 250 the on-base percentage, but the slugging now at 467, hit his second home run last night in the ninth inning. And the pitch, and Guardino gets a hold of this one. It's going to be homer number three for Ryan Guardino over the Spikes bullpen in left field. 99 miles an hour is how fast it left the yard at, and a 402-foot solo shot, and the Spikes have a 1-0 lead. Ryan Guardino just jumped on that pitch, sent it out of here in a hurry. And now Jesse Fontebeau, the batter. Two gone. The base is still empty, but the Spikes strike first tonight. Here's Fontebeau. Did not play yesterday, but did walk twice and score a pair of runs in the series finale at Trenton on Thursday. Swing and a miss at the fastball on the turf. Strike one to Jesse. Las Vegas native. 227 batting average. 379 on base percentage, though. Two doubles and a triple. Three runs batted in over his first eight games as a Spike. He takes a fastball low for a ball this time. One ball, one strike. Josh Leslie, the number nine hitter in the order tonight, is on deck. And then it's back to the top with Peyton Hardin. Two outs, bottom of the second. And Montaboa pops this up foul, first base side. Boy, Guardino definitely the kind of hitter. When he gets a hold of a pitch, he can send it a long way. I know he's been doing a lot of extra work, and credit as well, not only to Tim Battle Jr., who has done an outstanding job with him as the Spikes hitting coach. Marcus Page has actually been doing a lot of work with Ryan as well, making his teammates better. And the results have been borne out here. 1-2, up high for a ball, 2-2 the count. Ryan Guardino definitely likes playing here at Monongalia County Ballpark. All three of his home runs this season have come here in West Virginia. And the 2-2. And a grounder to the left side in between short and third. Base hit for Fontaboa. Two-out single now, and Josh Leslie will stride to the plate here in the second. Leslie slugged his second homer of the season last night. He has four doubles as well, tied for the team lead in RBIs with 12, a .308 batting average now for the McNeese State product. His on-base percentage is actually lower because he has not drawn a walk this year, and he's brought in two runs via sac fly, which count against you. And on-base percentage, he slugs this one to center field as well, but it's straight at Ridley, who puts it away for the third out. But Ryan Guardino with a 402-foot solo shot puts the Spikes on the board in the second. A run, two hits, one runner left on base. 1-0 Spikes as we head to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Spikes on Ryan Guardino's solo shot in the top of this inning. Andres Ugarte leads off the bottom half for the Black Bears, takes a strike on the outer half. 91 on the fastball, 0-1 the count. Derek Cherry back on the mound for the Spikes, going exclusively from the stretch in the 0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1 the count. Three hits for State College so far. Derek Cherry only allowing one walk, nothing more in the opening inning. Facing Ugarte, the catcher out of Valencia, Venezuela. Cues one foul behind the plate. Ball and a strike now. Ugarte is playing his third game. He's 4-for-9 at the plate in his first two outings as a Black Bear. He has knocked in a pair of runs as well. West Virginia now with three catchers, the full complement. The 1-2 pounded off the plate to the left side, taken on the bounce by Blackford. Throw across the diamonds in time to retire Ugarte for the first out. In between innings, of course, naturally enough here on a Saturday night, Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting was playing and brings to mind as well that in a little less than 2 months, All Elite Wrestling will be debuting at the Bryce Jordan Center in Happy Valley. Collision, the live Saturday night program on TNT, will be emanating from the BJC. And, of course, tickets are on sale for that. BJC.psu.edu for all the information. Here's Anthony Hansen, who takes a strike. Fastball on the inner half, 0-1. You better believe I'll be there. I know Jerry Valeri is going to be there. Plenty more members of Spikes Nation will be out in full force, I'm sure, for the AEW debut at the BJC. 0-1. Fastball missed off the plate. 1-1 to Hansen, the left-handed hitting DH. Batting 167 with a .286 on base percentage. He is 5 of 30, but has drawn 5 walks, 2 doubles, a homer, 3 RBIs. The pitch, that's low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Hansen did not play in last night's game. Out of the University of Memphis, a native of Columbia, Missouri. 2-1. In tight for a ball, 3-1. Of course, his collegiate coach this year was Kerrick Jackson, who served as the first president of the MLB Draft League before taking the head coaching job with the Tigers. 3 balls and a strike. The pitch, fastball, called strike on the outer edge and 94 miles an hour. Jerry just reared back and hammered that corner to fill the count. The 3-2. Fastball in tight, ball 4. So the second walk issued by Jerry again. Derek had 10 strikeouts and no walks over his first 4 appearances in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. By the way, Memphis finishing the year 28-26, but knocked out by Tulane in the second round of the American Athletic Conference Tournament. Here's Manny Voorhees, third baseman, did not play last night, a right-handed hitter. And the pitch. That's a strike. Eric with the changeup that time, low in the zone, but hit it, 0-1 the count. Voorhees batting .391 with a .462 on base percentage, a double, a triple, 3 RBIs in 6 games for the Black Bears. Jerry delivers. 0-1, tipped foul to the backstop. 2 strikes on Voorhees. He's out of Northern Kentucky. Wapakoneta, Ohio. And Voorhees, 6'2", 225 pounds. He is 24 years old. Middle infield at double play depth for the Spikes. They've turned 9 of them on the ground here in the second half. And time is called before the 0-2. Cherry dangles the right arm, ball in the mitt now, comes set at the midsection. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Hold the string on that one. As he records his second strikeout tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. 2 down in the bottom of the second. Hansen leads off first, and Noah Lucier the batter. Right-handed hitting second baseman with a .175 average, .298 on base percentage, a double, 8 RBIs. Jerry delivers. Fastball low, ball 1. Lucier came up 4 times last night, officially 0 for 3, but a pair of productive outs, 2 RBI ground outs, also a walk. One ball, those strikes. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, and a beauty. Came in from the elbow of Lucier over the inner half of the plate. Tying him up to make it 1-1. Jerry sets. And Derek delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball over the outer half with a bit of a dip to it. And it's 1-2 now to Lucier. West Virginia coming into tonight's game 9-2 in the second half, leading Frederick and Trenton by 3 games, the Spikes by 3.5. Let's say Kyle trying to even up this weekend series. And the throw to first, time call, and a balk is called on Derek Cherry. Or is it? No, they're going to call him. That's the first violation of the pitch timer. He did not go to first before the pitch timer elapsed. And so it's a 2-2 count as a ball is assessed. So, well, there's your first in the visible pitch timer era of the MLB Draft League. 2 balls, 2 strikes. There goes the runner. The pitch in tight for ball 3 as Hansen steals second. So the count is full at 3-2. And Hansen with the second stolen base for the Black Bears. Bobby Ledé drew a 2-out walk, stole second, but was stranded in the first. Now Hansen, after a 1-out walk, has stolen second with 2 outs. The count is full. And Cherry delivers. Swung on and fouled first base side. Still 3-2. Another factor for pitchers to be cognizant of. Now, several of them have pitched with a timer in some form or fashion coming from collegiate baseball. Several conferences already adopted the timer. Now, of course, it'll be in force across Division I collegiate baseball starting this coming season. Another 3-2, fastball up and away, ball 4. So, third walk for Cherry, who's not allowed a hit yet. First and second, 2 outs. And here's Blaine McIntosh, the West Virginia left fielder. McIntosh, 1-for-4, but his hit was a big one, a triple in the eighth that set up a run to give West Virginia a 2-run advantage heading into the ninth, rather than just a 1-run lead, and so that meant that Ryan Guardino's homer only cut the deficit. It did not tie the game. McIntosh in the left-handed box. The pitch down and away for a ball. Derek Cherry trying to put it all back together here. Get out of the second inning. Spikes leading 1-0. Guardino homering tonight as well. Back-to-back games with a dinger. The 1-0. And that's a fastball for a called strike on the outer edge. Beautifully placed on the corner. 94 on the fastball. It's 1-1. Derek Cherry has a phenomenal fastball when it's in full gear. A look to second. The 1-1. Pass this one. A little off speed in tight. 2 balls and a strike. Cherry, I think with one pitch, he can get out of this inning and take a break, take a breather in the Spikes dugout. 2 balls and a strike. First and second, 2 outs. Fastball upstairs, ball 3. It's now 3-1. Luis Aviles lifted the mask as he tossed the ball back out to Cherry. Now Aviles readies behind the plate. He also gave Derek a little extra time here adjusting his equipment. 3 balls and a strike. Cherry delivers. That's swung on, foul, third base side. The count is full. Second consecutive batter that Cherry's worked to a full count on. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners will be going. There they are. The pitch is away. The grounder to the right side. Scoop, juggled by Page, but he regathers. Throw to first is in time, and the inning is over. Marcus just trying to find the right seams, I guess, to throw on to first, but for the Black Bears, no runs, no hits, no errors. 2 runners left on base. 2 innings complete. State College maintains a 1-0 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Joe Putnam along with you here at Monongalia County Ballpark, just outside Morgantown, West Virginia in Granville. And Peyton Harden, the leadoff man in the order, starts off the third inning for the Spikes, leading 1-0. As a pitch upstairs for a ball 1-0. And Ryan Guardino with a solo homer in the second, putting the Spikes on the board. It was the third homer of the year for Ryan, but again, he did homer last night in the ninth inning, his last at bat of the night. Pitched low for a ball, 2-0 to Harden, who hit a ground rule double himself first time up. But not only that, Guardino hit the ball out on the first pitch tonight. So back-to-back pitches, back-to-back swings resulting in homers. Fastball down and in, 3-0 the count. If he comes up again and does it again on the first pitch, we're going to have to start calling him Mr. July. I mean, Reggie Jackson did it in October, and he was Mr. October forevermore. The 3-0, taken for a strike, fastball just above the knees. 3-1 the count. Peyton Harden out of McNeese State, a catalyst at the top of the Spikes order since joining the club for the second half. 3-1, swung on and missed. A fastball at 91. Count is full. 1-0 Spikes, top of the third. And tomorrow, the finale of this three-game series, it'll be a 4 p.m. game. As Harden pops it up behind home, Ugarte chases after it, but this will fall into the seats. Actually, ricochet off the concrete and up in the air a few rows further back, and a nice catch by a fan on the big hop. Count remains full. And with Guardino, a 402-foot solo homer in the second inning, MLB Draft League points out that he's hit the last two pitches he's seen a combined 778 feet. 3-2 to Harden, high fastball swung on and missed, strike three. So Brian Edgington in his West Virginia debut records his third strikeout of the night. That'll bring Marcus Page up. He was the first man struck out by Edgington tonight. Page in the right-handed box, windmills the bat. Tim Battle Jr. doing the coaching at third. Jesus Azuaje coaching over at first. Edgington peers over the mitt as that abbreviated windup and the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball in the outer half. It's Michael Cooper at first base for West Virginia tonight. Noah Lucier at second. Bobby Ledet at short. Manny Voorhees at third. And Andres Ugarte doing the catching. 0-1. Fades in low, evens up the count. Outfield for the Black Bears, Blaine McIntosh in left. Cam Ridley in center, Ben McLean is in right. Edgington, the black hair peeking out from behind the cap. The 1-1. Fastball is low. Two balls and a strike to Page. Marcus with 11 home runs across three seasons in a Spikes uniform. Member of the Spikes in 2021. See, he finished up his collegiate career. 2-1 fouled off the roof. And big ricochet back down to the seats. Two balls, two strikes. The overhang above the suite level here at Monongalia County Ballpark. 2-2 the count. Edgington delivers. And Page bounces this foul third base side. Count remains the same to Marcus. Two balls, two strikes. One gone top of the third. Bases are empty. Spikes leading 1-0. Edgington gets the sign and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on the changeup there that just dove down low. Back-to-back strikeouts for Edgington. Four strikeouts in total for the right-hander. And with two gone, here's Carlos Contreras, who swung at the first pitch in the first inning, grounded out to second baseman Noah Lucier. Contreras, the left-handed hitter. And the pitch. That is a strike. Four lefties in the lineup once again in Dave Tremblay's batting order. First pitch taken for a strike. 0-1 now as Edgington looks in for the sign from Ugarte. Pitch. Fastball low. 1-1 to Contreras. Second in the league in batting average. Fourth in the league in on-base percentage. For the second half coming into tonight's action. And by the way, two other games on tap in the MLB Draft League is the pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Both of those contests in progress right now as we take an early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Trenton leading Mahoning Valley 3-0 in the bottom of the third. 2-1 to Contreras. Rounder up the middle, rolls off the mound, off the mitt of Lucier, picked up by the shortstop Lede, but he has no play. So Contreras is on. I believe that'll be an infield single for the fourth Spikes hit of the evening. See what the official call is. Might be off the deflection from Lucier, not cleanly handling that. Nope, it will be a single. My instincts were correct. So Contreras aboard with two outs for Braden Blackford. He grounded out to first in the opening inning. The other game in MLB Draft League action tonight. Williamsport leading Frederick 3-2, bottom of the third. Crosscutters looking for a little bit of redemption after they were on the wrong end of a 10-1 score last night. Throw on to first gets Contreras back standing. Edgington out of the stretch, kicks and deals. First pitch swung on and missed by Blackford. 91 on the fastball over the outer half. Strike one. Contreras resumes his lead off first. Lucier playing back on the green turf in shallow right. Keeping everything in front of him. Here's the 0-1. And Blackford fouls it off the facade of the suites, third base side, back down to the crowd below. Two strikes, two outs. Spikes leading 1-0 in the top of the third, looking to expand that lead. And the pitch. And Blackford, sharp grounder to short, snared on the short hop by Lede. Fires to first in time. The inning is over. Slick play by Bobby Lede at short. Spikes with one hit, one runner left on base in the third. We go to the bottom half. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro.
He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the order due up for West Virginia in the bottom of the third inning. Cam Ridley, Ben McLean, and Bobby Lede. Starting with Ridley, who swung at the first pitch and grounded out to short in the first inning. Derek Cherry back on the mound for the Spikes. A 1-0 lead for State College here off Ryan Guardino's 402-foot solo homer over the Spikes bullpen and left in the second. Cherry kicks and deals. First pitch to Ridley, a strike. Change up over the outer half of the plate, strike one. Ridley, 6 foot, 180 pounds, out of Jacksonville State University. Which, a reminder, Jacksonville State is located in Alabama. Jacksonville University itself, just Jacksonville, no state. That's the one in Florida. Next pitch, a strike over the outer edge, 0-2 the count. Jacksonville State now a Division I FBS program in football, having joined Conference USA. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball that time. And Derek Cherry records his third strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. One gone, and here's Ben McLean, the left-handed hitting right fielder. He launched one to left field in the first inning, but Carlos Contreras able to run it down, make a great leaping catch at the warning track to rob extra bases from him. Cherry delivers. Fastball and a called strike just above the knees, 0-1. That was the sinker from Derek. He's got a sinking fastball as well as the four-seamer that can pop in as much as 96 miles an hour. We've seen it hit that mark tonight. The 0-1, looper on to left. Contreras will come in on it, raises the mitt, makes a two-handed grab in front of his face. And there's two away. McLean's going to have to check that bat when he gets back to the dugout, or when it gets returned to the dugout by Bobby Lede. Lede reached on a walk in the first inning, stole second, but was stranded there. Derek Cherry has not yielded a hit yet here in 2 2/3. He has walked three batters, and those are the first three batters he has walked in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. Cherry delivers. Up and in on Lede, who lifts his arms out of the way, gets twisted around. It's ball one. 94 on the fastball there. Cherry wearing a little bracelet on his pitching wrist, the right wrist, the 1-0. That is swung on, popped up. Shallow right field. Page, the second baseman underneath him, makes the catch, and Derek Cherry retires the Black Bears in order in the third. 1-0 Spikes as we move to the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. The State College Spikes return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 1-0 Spikes as we move to the fourth. And Brian Edgington, who just joined the Black Bears this weekend, making his West Virginia debut onto his fourth inning of work. He's yielded four hits so far, a pair of singles, a double, and the solo homer by Ryan Guardino due up third in this inning. But here's Luis Avilas, certainly the hardest hitter in the MLB Draft League. He delivers the hardest hit baseballs, that's for sure, averaging 93 miles an hour off the bat when he puts it in play. First pitch swung on and bounced foul behind home. He actually had one that left the bat at 111 miles an hour his first time up. But that one rocketed foul out to the hotel out beyond the left field wall. Now, there is some construction going on there anyway. Maybe it helped along the construction efforts. 0-1, breaking ball low, one ball, one strike. Avilas ended up popping out to short. But he has a ball that left his bat at 112 miles an hour this season. 47% of the balls he puts in play are hard hit, 100 miles an hour or above. That's first in the league. 1-1 swung on and missed, however. He's put 21 balls into play, three of them over 110 miles an hour, seven over 105. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch, fastball just off the plate outside. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch, grounded on to third, taken in by Voorhees, throw on to first in time. That left the bat at 102, but played by Voorhees at the hot corner, one away. Now Logan Mathieu, the batter, smashed his second homer of the season last night. Struck out in his first plate appearance this evening. Stepping into the left-handed box against his former team. Of course, Jed Jerko, the manager of the Black Bears last 2 years, stepped down after winning the MLB Draft League Championship last year. David Carpenter, another West Virginia University product, proud West Virginian, coming home to manage the Black Bears this season. But, of course, as Mathieu swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Carp with a lot of roots in Happy Valley as well. Played for the inaugural edition of the Spikes in 2006. The 0-1 comes in, swung on and missed, 0-2. West Virginia will be visiting Happy Valley once again. August 18th, 19th, and 20th. It'll be the lone visit by the Black Bears to Medler Field at LeBron O Park in the second half of the season. Of course, the Spikes won't be coming back here at all to West Virginia either following tomorrow's series finale. Fastball upstairs, 1-2, but we'll see more of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers coming in, the Williamsport Crosscutters. Three series still to come with them, mixture of home and road games, actually four series still to come with the Crosscutters in the second half. Also see the Trenton Thunder coming in and the Frederick Keys once again. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, and that's the fifth strikeout for Edgington. Actually did get a piece of it, but Ugarte hangs on. Two gone in the top of the fourth inning. Updating the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft Leagues. Into the bottom of the fourth at Eastwood Field. The Scrappers trailing the Trenton Thunder 3-0. Williamsport hanging on to a 3-2 lead over Frederick, top of the fourth inning at historic Bowman Field. Here's Ryan Guardino. His last two swings have resulted in homers. Here's the next one. This is swing and a miss. So not quite the Reggie Jackson, but still, if he gets a hold of it, he's going to send it a long way. 0-1 the count to Guardino, the University of Alabama product. 6'4", 215 pounds. And the pitch taken for a strike. Change up over the outer half. 0-2 the count. Edgington peers over the mitt. Abbreviated windup for the right-hander. Out of Abington, Pennsylvania. Product of the University of Georgia most recently in the 0-2 in the turf. Blocked by Ugarte. One ball and two strikes. Would not be surprised to see three more of those against Guardino, quite frankly. Edgington delivers. Down and in for a ball, 2-2. That one was a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Guardino ready in the right-handed box. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the split finger. And the inning is over. Six strikeouts for Brian Edgington. As the Spikes go down in order in the fourth, we go to the bottom half. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Michael Cooper, Andres Ugarte, Anthony Hansen. 4-5-6 hitters due up for the Black Bears. Derek Cherry back on for the Spikes, who lead it 1-0 here. Four hits for the Spikes, none for West Virginia. First pitch to Michael Cooper. That's foul, and that hits Luis Aviles in the left arm. So Justin Murphy, the plate umpire, will walk the new baseball out. And Aviles, who certainly has suffered his share of dings, actually had right elbow surgery in the offseason, his throwing arm. But Aviles, he's looking over to the dugout. Ongoing conversation. No need for Ashley McEwen, the Spikes trainer. Luis will shake it off out of the Miami area. Justin Murphy. I don't think I've seen that before. Murphy bent down. Of course, this is a turf field. So the only thing that gets on the plate are the pellets, the rubber pellets. Gus Murphy actually bent down and like he was dusting off the plate, but he didn't have a brush in hand. Here's the 0-1, bounced foul, and stepping out from the dugout, Chad Smith nearly makes the catch. But he'll just toss it in. Smith now, the coach at first base. We've also seen Ezequiel Carrera over there, the hitting coach. Antonio Caballero, the bench coach, still manning third base. 0-2 to Cooper, down and in, gloved by Aviles. One ball and two strikes. Pretty nice day here in West Virginia. There's been no threat of precipitation throughout. Currently it's 78 degrees. Partly cloudy skies visible over the left field wall, over the hills, rolling onward in the Mountain State. The 1-2. Fastball is low. 94 on the gun for Cherry, but it's ball two. And tomorrow, a 4 p.m. game here at Monongalia County Ballpark to round out the series, finish up the Spikes' six-game road trip. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander out of Purdue Fort Wayne, will get the ball for State College as the pitch low. Check swing by Cooper. A tag applied, but the appeal to third unsuccessful. Matt Malik says no go, and the count is full at 3-2. Mark Fiello, who delivered a gem for West Virginia last time he faced the Spikes last week. Right-hander out of Hofstra will be on the mound. The 3-2, low for ball four. That's four walks allowed by Derek Cherry, but no hits to this point. Here's Andres Ugarte now, the West Virginia catcher, 0-for-1 with a ground out to third. Cherry has now delivered 54 pitches this evening, 32 of them for strikes. But there's been no hint of action in the State College bullpen. Fiello, by the way, five innings, two runs, three hits, two walks. He struck out seven. Of course, you talk about gems. Brady Tedesco spun one yesterday, ended up the winning pitcher. Seven innings of work and an MLB Draft League record 14 strikeouts. Give credit where it's due. That is an outstanding effort, and so he etches his name into the record books, but the Spikes made it hard on him, hit three homers off of him in the game. So the first pitch to Ugarte is fouled to the first base side. But I've got to be suspecting that Tedesco is going to be the MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week come Monday. Fastball and a called strike on the outer end. 0-2 the count. 1-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. Cooper's leadoff walk, the first time that the leadoff man has reached against Derek Cherry in tonight's action. 0-2 to Ugarte. Spikes have turned nine double plays on the ground. The pitch, that's low for a ball. Aviles threatens to throw to first, but holds back. Cooper returns to first. It's ball one. What the visible pitch timer also does, it keeps the batter in the batter's box. Cherry delivers. Tip foul at the plate. Still 1-2. And Derek has been cited for the first automatic ball for a violation of the pitch timer under the visible timer. And of course, before the timers were turned on league-wide on Thursday, as they are now functional at all MLB Draft League ballparks. Did have time being kept on the field. There were violations before. As here's a bouncer back through the box, deflects off the ankle of Cherry. Nice job by Leslie to snare it. He fires a desperation throw to first, but very late. And Derek Cherry is going to talk to Marcus Page. That one looked like it went off the ankle, but he doesn't look any worse for wear, and doesn't look like the Spikes dugout is going to come check on him. Maybe it was off the mound instead, but that was a nice job by Leslie. The ball was skipping toward the left side of the infield, and if he doesn't make a diving stop at it, Cooper has a good chance to get to third. It will be the first hit of the night for the Black Bears. So Ugarte with the single, first and second. Nobody out, and Anthony Hansen, the DH at the plate. Hansen walked and stole a base in the second, but was stranded there. 1-0 lead for the Spikes in the bottom of the fourth. Middle infield at double play depth. gladly turn two here and let Cooper move on to third. Pitch. That's low and away for a ball. Leslie and Page both close to the bag, but Leslie's the one that's watching second more. Cherry comes set. Looks to second. The 1-0. In tight, backhanded by Aviles. Two balls, no strikes. And time is called, and Luis Aviles is going to head out to the mound. And it looks like the entire Spikes infield will join him, and Jerome Williams, Spikes pitching coach, is going to come out as well, as there is some stirring now in the State College bullpen. Nobody warming up just yet, but pitchers pacing around now. Derek Cherry has tossed three-plus innings, 61 pitches, 36 for strikes. Only one hit, but four walks, and now two runners on and nobody out. And Jerome Williams now leading the conversation at the mound. It's a 2-0 count. And plate umpire Justin Murphy is going to come out now to break up the discussion, which does break up just as he reaches the mound. And Jerome Williams now sharing a brief word across the diamond with David Carpenter, the West Virginia manager, who also serves as the de facto pitching coach for the Black Bears. Of course, with so much experience pitching himself in the big leagues. He actually was a catcher with the Spikes in 2006 before shifting to pitcher the following year in Batavia. The first pitch to Hansen waved at for a strike, 2-1. But Carp handling the pitchers himself. Two balls, one strike. Derek Cherry to the plate. Tap foul, and that struck Aviles. I think that got him right on the neck. See, he lifts the mask and tugs it the left side of his neck. Two balls, two strikes. And new baseballs brought out to Justin Murphy. Aviles has been dinged twice in this inning. And he is okay to go. Justin Murphy making sure that he got caught. And it might actually have been just below the neck, right at the tip of that chest protector. But he is okay, and that's the bottom line. Two balls, two strikes to Hansen. Cherry comes set. Looks at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the off-speed delivery, and that's the fourth strikeout for Derek Cherry tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Here's Manny Voorhees now, the third baseman, struck out against Cherry in the second inning. Still runners on first and second. Light starting to take over as the source of sight here. Shadows surrounding the field, although still blue skies above us. Pitch homeward. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. Cherry almost that side-winding motion when he's really rearing back for that four-seamer. 0-1 the count. Derek delivers. Line drive to center field. Harden comes in, makes the catch. Yes, time. Runners return to first and second. Two away. Well, Voorhees gave it a ride, but Harden was there. And now Noah Lucier, the batter. Lucier, the West Virginia second baseman, walked his first time up. Cherry with the white bracelet on the right wrist, his throwing hand. Gets the sign and the pitch. That's down and in. Lucier had to get his legs out of the way quickly. 95 on the fastball. It's ball one. Cooper at second, Ugarte at first. They were the first two batters of the inning. Now Cherry trying to get out of the jam. 1-0 lead for the Spikes, bottom of the fourth. The pitch, that is fouled. A little double hit action as it else. Second hit was off Lucier in the box, so that's what renders it a foul ball. And a dead ball, 1-1 the count. And the Black Bears in the black jerseys, white pants, the black caps with the powder blue bills. Spikes in the red jerseys tonight. Gray pants and the navy blue caps with the deer head logo on the front. 1-1. Fastball missed in tight. Two balls and a strike. Ramada out of town, scoreboard, MLB Draft League. It's 3-0 Trenton as they move to the bottom of the fifth in Mahoning Valley. Frederick now leading Williamsport 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Get to the major league portion later on as Cherry turns towards second, nobody home, so he just fakes a throw there. You can still do that in the professional game. It has been barred by collegiate rules. You have to release the throw, otherwise it's a balk. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball and dove below the bat. Two balls, two strikes. That's why if you watch collegiate baseball, you will now see pitchers sort of lollipop throws to second or maybe over to first. It's because by rule they have to throw if they are making a play towards that base, and so they'll just lollipop it into an infielder as the 2-2 certainly not lollipopped. A breaking ball dives low again, swung on and missed. Fifth strikeout for Derek Cherry, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. A walk, an infield single, but nothing after that as Cherry sets down the next three in a row. End of four here at Monongalia County Ballpark, 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fifth inning, a 1-0 lead for the Spikes. Jesse Fontaboa, Josh Leslie, Peyton Harden due up as Brian Edgington making his West Virginia debut on for his fifth inning of work. Edgington has thrown 62 pitches so far, 41 of them for strikes. There is left-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen. But David Carpenter wanting to get one more inning out of Edgington if he can. And his first pitch of the frame is breaking ball low to Jesse Fontaboa, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Singled in the second inning, but was stranded at first. It was a sharp grounder between short and third. Pitch homeward. Fastball outside. 2-0 the count. The lefty warming for West Virginia is John Bakke. Two balls, no strikes to Fontaboa. Swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Ridley, the center fielder, over for it. Makes the catch right on the edge of the inlaid WV logo. For West Virginia University, and there's one away. Edgington has now retired five consecutive batters. Josh Leslie is 0-for-1, flying out to center field, swinging at the first pitch in the second inning. Delivered his second home run of the season last night. Spikes with four homers as a team, a season high. And the pitch. Taken for a strike. Fastball nicks the outer edge on the righty, Leslie. And the 0-1. Fastball upstairs. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Next offering, bounce down the third baseline, stays fair, taken by Voorhees, bouncing, throw to first, it's in time as Cooper hauls it in. Voorhees had to release that quickly, had to back up down the line, field it, and then get the throw away. He did. On one bounce into the mitt of Cooper, two away. And here's Peyton Hardin. The Spike center fielder led off the game with a ground rule double to left center field, but was stranded at third. He struck out in the third inning. Ryan Guardino's solo homer, the lonely run so far, but Spikes holding the lead at 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. Out hitting the Black Bears so far, 4-1. Pitch fades in for a called strike on the outer half. And a 4 o'clock game tomorrow. Off day on Monday, and then the Spikes are back home for a pair of midweek games. And what great nights they will be. Or great nights and days, I should say, because, of course, Tuesday night, a 6:35 game, but Wednesday, the 12:05 p.m. afternoon start. Super splash day at the ballpark as the Geisinger Kid Zone in left field turns into the splash zone. But also, if you want to stay dry, there'll be areas for you to do that and enjoy baseball in the daytime at Medler Field at LeBron O'Park on a Wednesday afternoon. 0-2, 0-1 to Hardin. Fades in outside. All right, check that. That was an 0-2 pitch after the foul. It's now 1-2 as that missed away from the plate. Edgington with the abbreviated windup. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pitch in the turf, however. And Ugarte will have to run down. He tried to tag Hardin, but will settle for throwing to first to complete the seventh strikeout for Brian Edgington this evening. Edgington has retired seven in a row. But we're halfway home at Monongalia County Ballpark, and the State College Spikes hold a 1-0 lead. Back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The fifth inning here at Monongalia County Ballpark. Derek Cherry back on the mound. Cherry, through four innings of work, has allowed just one hit. He has walked four batters, but 71 pitches thus far, 44 of them for strikes, and he delivers his first in this frame, a strike on the outer edge to Blaine McIntosh with the off-speed delivery. McIntosh 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. 1-0 spikes here in the bottom of the fifth. Cherry delivers. Fastball for a strike on the inner half. It's 0-2. Left-handed action is starting up in the Spikes bullpen. Justin Miller is just starting to toss. Jerome Williams and Dave Tremblay would like to get at least one more inning out of Cherry as well. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Sixth strikeout for Derek Cherry, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Here's the leadoff man in the order, Cam Ridley. Center fielder has delivered a ground out and a strikeout so far in his first two at-bats. Ramada out of town scoreboard, Major League Baseball action. All Nationals down in Washington. 10-1 lead for the Nats over the Giants as they go to the fourth. First pitch to Ridley. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. Mets and Red Sox even at three in the bottom of the fifth. Jeff McNeil delivering a Little League home run for the Mets in the fourth inning, but Yu Chang with a solo homer to tie it for the Bo Sox as the 0-1 to Ridley swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. It's Derek Cherry getting ahead in the count here late in the outing. This will be his 77th pitch. He's thrown all strikes in this frame. Delivers, called strike three. Fastball on the inner half. That's the seventh strikeout for Derek Cherry tonight. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Two down, and here's Ben McLean. The right fielder's 0-for-2. Robbed by a leaping catch in left field from Carlos Contreras in the first inning, and then a simpler play for Carlos to put it away in the third inning and retire McLean. Padres leading the Tigers 4-3, top of the fourth on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. First pitch to McLean. Fastball, this one, the first one that missed the plate. Fastest pitch of the inning at 94, but on the inner portion, off the plate. Ball one. Phillies and Guardians scoreless top of the sixth inning in Cleveland. The White Sox leading the Twins 2-0. Bottom of the third in Minneapolis. 1-0 to McLean. Fastball outside at 94. 2-0. The Braves lead the Brewers 3-0. Bottom of the fifth in Milwaukee later tonight. Astros visit the A's. The Pirates and the Angels. Slugfest last night in Anaheim, but Angels held on for the 8-5 win. And the 2-0 to McLean. Fastball low, 3-0. Earlier today, the Yankees chopped the Royals 5-2. Rockies over the Marlins 4-3. Mets defeated the Red Sox in game one of their doubleheader 5-4. Cubs defeated the Cardinals 8-6 despite Lars Nootbaar's seventh home run of the season for St. Louis. The 3-0 fastball is a strike on the outer half to McLean. Bases empty, 2 outs, 1-0 lead for the Spikes here in West Virginia as we play in the bottom of the fifth. Dodgers all over the Rangers today, 16-3 the final in favor of L.A. That game was in Arlington, 3-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 3-2 as Derek Cherry has bounced back. Reds defeated the Diamondbacks 4-2. Orioles over the Rays 6-5. Mariners top the Blue Jays 9-8. Payoff pitch to McLean, upcoming here from Derek Cherry. His 83rd of the night delivered, and it's bounced foul, first base side. And when I think struck McLean as well on its way down the first baseline, or parallel to the first baseline, Luis Aviles tosses it out of play. Count remains full. Women's World Cup action today. England over Haiti 1-0. Denmark defeats China 1-0. Japan, a 5-0 winner over Zambia. And the USA starting off their World Cup defense looking for the three-peat as they top Vietnam in their first group stage game 3-0. Another 3-2 to McLean, driven into left field, a base hit. Went on one bound straight to Carlos Contreras, but it's a single this time. Just the second hit Derek Cherry has allowed. Cherry now up to 84 pitches. Now, last time out, Derek Cherry did throw 81 pitches in six innings of work. So he's going to get one more batter, but the Spikes bench is inquiring to the bullpen if Justin Miller's ready to go. The left-hander, I believe, has signaled that he is ready. But Derek Cherry, one more opportunity to finish out the fifth inning and slot himself in as the pitcher of record tonight, faces Bobby Ladde, 0-for-1 with a walk. Cherry delivers. Pitch in tight for a ball. British Open Championship. Ryan Harmon still out in front. He had a 5-shot lead entering the day. John Rahm with a record 63, tying the Open Championship mark. But he is now in third, 6 shots back of Harmon, who's at 12 under. Cameron Young, another American, 5 shots behind at 7 under. They will tee off tomorrow morning at 9:15 Eastern. Of course, it'll be the afternoon at Hoylake, the Royal Liverpool Golf Club. See who the Open champion is for 2023, completing the majors. 1-0 to Ladde. Cherry throw to first, tag applied, and oh, Logan Mathew tried to feint as if the ball had slipped by him, but McLean wasn't going for it. I'll tell you what, against his former team, Logan Mathew, he tried the hidden ball trick a few times the last visit here. He's trying to get an out any way he can here. 1-0. Cherry to the plate. Ladde pounds it up the middle, taken in by Page. He'll go the long way to first, the throw in time. And Derek Cherry has recorded 5 scoreless innings to insert himself as the pitcher of record in the game. No runs, a hit. 1 runner left on base for the Black Bears in the fifth. 1-0 Spikes as we move to the sixth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And a new pitcher on for West Virginia here in the sixth inning after Brian Edgington, in his debut with the Black Bears, went 5 innings, allowing 1 run on 4 hits, no walks. He struck out 7 through 72 pitches, 47 for strikes. Edgington, a third-team All-ACC performer at Virginia this year, native of Abington, PA. But right now he's the pitcher of record on the wrong end as the Spikes lead at 1-0 going into the sixth. And the lefty, John Bakke, takes over, facing Marcus Page to start the inning. And Page smacks the first pitch he sees from Bakke at the center, but a diving catch by Cam Ridley coming forward to his right. And he robs Marcus Page of a base hit. One away. Bakke, the Huntsville, Alabama native out of Moorhead State, who did see some action at the tail end of the first half for the Black Bears. 6'3", 215-pound lefty. Will now face the lefty, Carlos Contreras. 1-for-2 in the game, a ground out in the first, a single in the third. The pitch, swing and a miss. 87 on the fastball, 0-1 the count. Bakke this season has made five appearances in the second half of the year, a 2-0 record in the second half, a 2.77 ERA. He has credit for one hold. He is 1-for-3 in save opportunities, however. The 0-1, breaking ball low and away, 1-1 the count. 13 total innings, that's the third most for any Black Bears pitcher in the second half. Seven runs against him, four of them earned on 11 hits, nine strikeouts to two walks, a 2.24 opponent's batting average. The 1-1, grounded down the first baseline, but kicks foul as it passes the bag. 1-2 the count to Contreras. Bakke, across both halves of the season, has made 16 total appearances with two saves and a 2-2 record for the Black Bears, a 3.29 ERA, 22 strikeouts to seven walks. But talked with Ty Buckner yesterday about the differences between the first half spikes and the second half spikes. And of course, in the first half, a lot more younger players, developing players, 17, 18, 19 years old. Here in the second half, young professionals, but an older crop by and large, as Contreras lost one over the head of the second baseman, Lucier, into right field, a base hit. Lucier set up deep, but even he could not get far enough back to gather that one in. And Contreras, second in the league in batting average coming into the game, is now 2-for-3. He's upped his average to a robust 4.35 here in the second half. Here's Braden Blackford. Again, talked about how he was one of the hottest hitters in the league, working on a six-game hit streak. Four of those games have featured multi-hit performances. And the first pitch to him here, a fastball just missed outside at 88 miles an hour. 1-0 to Blackford in a lefty-lefty matchup. Braden today is 0-for-2. Last night, slugged his third home run of the year, an opposite field shot over 400 feet off the scoreboard. Here's the 1-0. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 the count. That was off a left-hander as well in Brady Tedesco. Five hits for the Spikes as a team now following Contreras' one-out single. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0 lead for the Spikes. They're out hitting the Black Bears 5-2. And the 2-0 to Blackford popped up foul into the seats, over the seats actually, third base side as it tumbles onto the concourse. Two balls and a strike. And again, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Trenton now leading Mahoning Valley 3-1, bottom of the sixth. Frederick hanging on to a 4-3 lead now on Williamsport, top of the sixth inning at Bowman Field. 2-1 fastball, actually, big off speed there. That came in at 71. The movement was similar, though. Talk about a changeup, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Contreras leading off first, the pitch. That's fouled into the booth. Two balls, two strikes. Braden, thank you for the souvenir. Don't worry, I'll be back with a baseball, everybody. Somebody's going to get a souvenir. 2-2 the count. 1-0 lead for the Spikes, and the pitch. That is fouled off. Pardon me one moment. Don't worry, I got the baseball. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the set. And the pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside. 3-2 to Blackford. Well, this has been eventful. There it is. Signature of Rob Manfred. The Rawlings baseball. Boy, this definitely was hit hard. Fouled right back here. There goes the runner, Contreras. The 3-2 to Blackford, sent in the air, left center field. Contreras will retreat to first as Ridley makes the catch. Two down here on the top of the sixth inning. And Luis Avilas to the plate. The catcher is 0 for 2. A pop out to short, a ground out to third. Avilas in the right-handed box. 1-0 Spikes here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch, a strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Apparently over in next door, the West Virginia broadcasters were admiring the dedication to the call. Of course, Steve Jones, I know, is listening in, and he knows as well as I do that we keep on moving in the State College booth. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. Bakke comes set. The pitch homeward. Grounder left side into left field, a base hit. Contreras was off on the hit and run, and he's getting waved in by Tim Battle. The throw, the relay comes in, not in time. It slips past the catcher to the backstop. Avilas settles into third, and Carlos Contreras, moving on the play, comes around to score the spike, second run, and increase the lead. He took the turn at second as the ball was headed into left center field, and he didn't stop moving. Avilas with the RBI hit, the sixth of the night for the Spikes. And it increases the margin. That'll be a double for Avilas, moving to third on the throw home. And now Logan Matthew, the batter. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball for a strike. Matthew is 0 for 2 in the game. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Avilas less than 90 feet away from another potential run. Of course, West Virginia scored a key run late in the ball game on a wild pitch last night. 2-0 Spikes. And the delivery, a fastball upstairs. 1-2 the count. Much like at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, there's only a slight area above the netting where the ball can get into the broadcast booth. Well, we found it. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So John Bakke records the strikeout to finish off the inning. However, Luis Avilas with a two-out RBI double as Carlos Contreras comes all the way in to score. And it increases the State College lead to 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And the new man on the mound is the left-hander, Justin Miller, the Purdue-Fort Wayne product, a native of the Fort Wayne area, Roanoke, Indiana. 5'10", 180 pounds. He is 23 years old. And making his sixth appearance for the Spikes, a 1-0 record, a 3.48 ERA. He has credit for two holds this season. 10 1/3 total innings. He has allowed four runs, all earned on 10 hits, 13 strikeouts to six walks. His 13 Ks, actually, third most for the Spikes in the second half. Opponents hitting .263 against him. And he'll face Michael Cooper, Andres Ugarte, and Anthony Hansen here in the bottom of the sixth. Spikes now leading 1-0. First pitch bounces in, deflects off the mitt of Aviles, but bases are empty. It's simply ball one. Two runs, six hits, no errors for the Spikes. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Black Bears. Spikes have stranded four runners on so far, as has West Virginia. And out of the stretch, Miller delivers. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Derek Cherry, five innings on the mound. He leaves as the pitcher of record in the game. Five shutout innings, allowing two hits, four walks, seven strikeouts, 86 pitches, 55 of them for strikes. The 2-0. That is laced toward right center field, and that'll find the gap for extra bases. It's cut off by Fontebowa, and Cooper dashes for second. It actually was a little bit closer than might have expected. Leslie and Page both went out to second base to field the relay. It was almost a throw to second. However, Michael Cooper with the leadoff double. That is the first extra base hit of the night for the Black Bears. By the way, Derek Cherry is the first Spikes pitcher in the visible pitch timer area to be tagged with an automatic ball or a violation as well, and that duly noted in the box score. And a whirl of fire to second, tag applied by Page, but Cooper's back standing is Andres Ugarte. One for two in the game. Well, some of the Black Bears fans getting a little restless here. They don't want to see too many more throws to second, though the Spikes have been pretty good that pickoff play at second. A fastball for a strike on the inner half at 88 miles an hour. 0-1 to Ugarte. And the 0-1. That bounces in, blocked by Aviles. One ball and one strike. And the pitch pounded off the plate to first. Matthew will go to first himself, tags the bag. He was looking to third to see if he might be able to get Michael Cooper, the lead runner. But discretion, the better part of valor there, as Cooper does move to third on the put out, three unassisted. And Anthony Hansen heads up, the West Virginia DH, right-handed hitter. When I check that, this actually will be Patrick Lee. Lee entering the game now for Hansen. So I thought so. Hansen's a left-handed hitter. It's Lee that's the righty who will be up. So David Carpenter using the platoon advantage, avoiding the lefty-lefty matchup here, putting Lee in. So Hansen done after going 0-for-1 with a walk. Lee batting .318 with a .595 on base percentage in 10 games for the Black Bears. He is 7 of 22 at the plate, and he has walked 13 times. One double, one homer, four RBIs to his credit. Can't walk into an RBI here, though, as he faces the lefty Miller. First pitch of the at-bat. Grounded to the left side. This will bring in a run. Scooped up by Leslie. Throw to first in time, but Cooper scores on what will be an RBI ground out. And it's now a 2-1 lead for the Spikes here on the bottom of the sixth. And now Manny Voorhees up, and Voorhees, the third baseman, is 0 for 2, struck out in the second, lined out to center in the fourth. First pitch ball to Voorhees. This is down and in. Breaking ball from Miller. Justin Miller set at the midsection. The 1-0 pitch. Sharp grounder to third. Inside the bag. Past the diving Blackbird and rolling into the left field corner. Around first is Voorhees. Headed for second. He'll hold up there with a stand-up double. Blackbird went full extension, but that was just inside the bag. It's the fourth West Virginia hit, their second of the inning for extra bases. And now two away, and here's Noah Lucier, the second baseman, who walked in the second, struck out in the fourth.
Second baseman Noah Lucier.
Lane McIntosh, starting left fielder, is in the on-deck circle. Jerome Williams heading out to the mound now to have a chat, and the entire infield will join him. Dusk has fallen across West Virginia. No action in the Spikes bullpen. The flags are still beyond the Spikes bullpen and left. And as Lucier gets counsel from Antonio Caballero between third base and home, the mound meeting continues, so Justin Murphy heads to the mound to break it up, but doesn't need to as everyone goes back to their posts. And a runner on second, two outs, 2-1 lead for the Spikes, so that insurance run at the top of the inning on Luis Aviles' double with Contreras set in motion comes in handy. And Miller, the lefty, facing the righty Lucier. The pitch homeward. Fades in for a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. A reminder, the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 0-1. Foul tip into the mitt. 0-2. Two-one Spikes, bottom of the sixth. This one, like last night, shaping up to be a fight all the way to the end. Here's the 0-2. Sliced into right field, but straight at Jesse Fontaboa, who puts it away. The inning is over. West Virginia on the board, however. A run on two hits, both doubles. One runner left on base. End of six, 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, John Bakke remains on the mound for the Black Bears, but Ryan Guardino, Jesse Fontaboa, and Josh Leslie due up for the Spikes. A 2-1 lead for State College. Guardino got things going for the Spikes with a solo homer on the first pitch he saw this evening back in the second inning. He swings the first pitch here and misses. Off speed, outside, 0-1. Guardino with homers in back-to-back games and on back-to-back pitches. The last one he saw last night and the first one he saw tonight. Bakke delivers. Here's a sharp liner, full extension leap by Lede, who hauls it in. That was another one to star in the book. Guardino just got robbed. One gone in the seventh, and here's Jesse Fontaboa. Fontaboa 1-for-2, sharp grounder to the left side for a single in the second, a fly out to center field in the fifth. Lots of great action coming up this week at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It all gets started Tuesday night, 6:35, when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters as the first pitch to Fontaboa is fouled back to the screen. Christmas in July. It's the 25th of July coming up on Tuesday, so get him a holiday fun. Good old St. Nick may very well be at the ballpark on Tuesday night. You can be as well. And if you bring an unwrapped toy, you'll get $2 off your ticket for Jared Box Project night. Breaking ball upstairs, ball and a strike, to Fontaboa. Big looping curve from the lefty Bakke on for his second inning of work. Ryan Edgington in his Black Bears debut only allowed one run through five innings, but he's on the hook right now. The 1-1 breaking ball drops in for a strike. Tuesday night also featuring the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long. And then it leads into Super Splash Day on Wednesday. The wet and wild fun of the 12:05 start. Check swing on the curveball high and away. Appeal to first. No go, says Luke Kammermeyer. Two balls and two strikes to Fontaboa. Spikes have out hit the Black Bears 6-4. Three extra base hits for the Spikes tonight. The RBI double by Avilas and the homer by Guardino among them. Also a leadoff ground rule double in the first inning from Peyton Hardett. Although he was stranded on base, the pitch to Fontaboa foul back to the screen. Still 2-2. Stirring in the Spikes bullpen, but nobody up. Justin Miller is going to get another inning on the mound, and pretty much been standard for him to go multiple innings in his relief appearances. 2-2 curveball missed outside, and the count is full. Bakke's gone to the big loopers between 68 and 71 miles an hour, but they haven't been able to find the zone consistently. But boy, it's a change of pace from an 88 mile an hour fastball. Now the 3-2. Fastball again, and this one lifted in the air right field. But McLean set well back, and at the warning track, he reaches up and makes the catch for the second out. Still McIntosh in left, Ridley in center, McLean in right. West Virginia's infield defense, Michael Cooper at first. Noah Lucier at second, Bobby Lede at short, Manny Voorhees at third. Black Bears lead the league in the second half for the least amount of errors in the first week and a half. Here's Josh Leslie now. Leslie is 0-for-2, flying out to center in the second, grounded out in the fifth. Big cut at the first pitch, off-speed delivery, misses, 0-1. The pitch, fastball, missed outside. Actually, that's the off-speed again. One ball and one strike. It's a fair amount of drop on it. That's because there's no spin, but with no wind today, not like the air can really move around the baseball. Here's the 1-1. And Leslie pops this up left center field, but it'll drop in for a base hit. So Josh Leslie keeps the inning alive with a two-out single. And now Peyton Hardin to the plate. Leslie, by the way, again carrying that 308 average into the game. And Leslie now with a three-game hit streak of his own. He's been on a hot streak lately. Three multi-hit games in his last six. And now Harden swings at the first pitch, pounds it foul, third base side. Strike one to Peyton Harden, one for three with that ground rule double. Got the night off yesterday, the first time this season, although even then he was pressed into pinch running duty in the eighth inning. The 0-1 tapped up the middle, charging in. Second baseman Lucier turning away is Leslie, but he can't elude the tag. And the inning is over. Now goes a fielder's choice officially. The Spikes with one hit, one runner left on base in the seventh. Time to stretch at Monongalia County Ballpark. 2-1 State College here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
9-1 and two batters due up for West Virginia here in the bottom of the seventh, but it'll start with a pinch hitter as Tyner Hughes will check in to replace Blaine McIntosh. Once again, manager David Carpenter looking to turn the lefties in the lineup around to righties against the left-handed hurler Justin Miller on for his second inning of work. So McIntosh 0 for 2 to finish the evening. Tyner Hughes in the right-handed box. And the right-hander sees the first pitch go in tight for a ball. Deflects off the mitt of Avilas. Simply ball one. Hughes out of Cumberland University down in Kentucky. A Dyer, Tennessee native. Batting 160 this year. A 353 on base percentage, however, as the 1-0 swung on and missed. That one dove low. Vertical break of 20 inches measured by the TrackMan system here. 1-1 the count. Hughes was in the starting lineup last night, went 2-for-4, scored a run, and stole a base. The 1-1 from Miller working out of the stretch. Fastball up high, two balls and a strike. The count matches the score, 2-1 in favor of the Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh. They've out-hit the Black Bears 7-4. Miller delivers. Pounded off the plate, up the middle, charging in. Shortstop Leslie, throw on the run to first, on target. 6-3 put out. Great job by Josh Leslie. He had to hustle and he had to fire quickly. And was right on the money. Here's Cam Ridley now, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Ben McLean, the left-handed hitting right fielder, is currently in the on-deck circle. McIntosh was in the on-deck circle last inning as well, though. Hughes, by the way, played third base last night, so we'll see if he remains in the game or if there is a defensive change off the bench for the eighth inning. Ridley in the right-handed box, 0-for-3 tonight with a ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Miller, a little bit of an overthrow on the first pitch. As that misses, 1-0 the count. Very high, and Luis Aviles now signaling the infield as to how they want to align against Ridley. One ball, no strikes. A left-hander, Miller, delivers. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 the count. It's still Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Hardin in center, Jesse Fontebowa in right for the Spikes. Infield defense the same as the start. Logan Mathew at first, Marcus Page at second, Josh Leslie at short, Braden Blackford at third. Luis Aviles doing the catching, the 2-0. Fastball high and away, 3-0 the count. The only possibility I could see would be if Aviles were lifted for either Ray Torres or Kayla Marquez late, but Aviles is bad. He's valuable. He's due up fourth in the eighth inning. 3-0 the count. Fastball on target for a strike. Across the letters, it's 3-1. Brown doesn't like it, but he was right there. Good call from Justin Murphy in a 3-1 count now. Miller sets. And the southpaw brings it. Fouled over the netting up to the sweet level. Count is full. Checking to make sure everybody's okay. I think that one, that baseball slipped into the open door. All I had to do was move to the right. I got a couple texts asking if I got the if I made the catch on the ball, and my response was, as far as anyone knows, I did. That pitch up high, a peel on the check swing, no go, and it's ball four, so a one-out walk to the leadoff man, Ridley. The tying run is on base with Ben McLean, the left-handed hitting right fielder, stepping up against the lefty Miller. Well, now this is going to be a test for Luis Aviles. Ridley this season is 11 of 11 in stolen base attempts. His 11 steals in the second half lead the way in the MLB Draft League. Miller is going to have a part to play, too, in keeping him on. First pitch fastball misses high. Logan Mathews set up at first. I imagine we're going to see a couple of throws over there now. There was no movement by Ridley. Although last night, he froze in place as the pitch was delivered. Didn't take off till it crossed the plate and snagged his 11th steal. The 1-0. Fastball in tight, 2-0 the count to McLean. He hasn't moved on the first two pitches, but again, that doesn't mean he's not going to go on the move at some point. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. From the bottom of the seventh, 2-1 lead for the Spikes. Looks like Ty Buckner is the one warming up. The Highwayman, 2-0. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. Miller with 25 pitches so far. Only 12 of them have been for strikes. Got through a pair of doubles in the sixth inning. Elicited the ground out from Hughes. The walk to Ridley. 3-0 count. Ridley probably not going here. And Miller to the plate. That's high for ball four. A four-pitch walk. First and second with one out. And Luis Aviles called time. Going to head to the mound. And now the entire infield will join them. Nobody from the Spikes dugout coming out to join, however. This is for the infield, for the catcher, for Miller. This is just to get everybody on the same page. Tim Battle, though, is signaling down to the bullpen. Actually, he's getting communication, I think, from Carlos Contreras, the left fielder. Now he'll align the infield as the meeting on the mound is broken up. And here's Bobby Ledé. Ledé walked himself in the first inning, stole a base, but was stranded. Since then, he has popped out and grounded out. But back-to-back one-out walks, first and second. We'll see if Ridley takes off here. He is the tying run, but he is currently in scoring position. One gone, Miller sets. Wurrels fires to second. Tag applied, but Ridley back in plenty of time. Just trying to keep him close, though. Even with Ridley's success, though, it is more of a risk to put the potential tying run in motion to third base. Closer throw for Avilas, though it is a right-handed hitter. First pitch homeward to Lede. Sent in the air, right field. Fontebola ranging toward the line. Makes the grab. Ridley will tag from second. He will make third. McLean stays put at first. So now the tying run 90 feet away, but there are two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And with runners on the corners, Michael Cooper will step up. Cooper is the left-handed hitting first baseman. He is 1-for-2. His last time up against Miller, he doubled and ended up scoring the first West Virginia run. And now pitching coach Jerome Williams will head out to the mound. Ty Buckner is warming up in earnest beyond the left field fence. A six-out save is not out of the norm for Ty. He has made several multi-inning appearances this season. However, Ty Buckner this season, his longest outing was exactly two innings. He's thrown a maximum of 41 pitches this year in one performance. Now, he's been very efficient in his two-inning outings. He's thrown 19 pitches and 14. That's been starting with nobody on base. Different scenario than he would face were he to enter the game now. Ty Pohlman did get up warm last night, but did not enter the game, so he's also a late-inning option. Lefty-lefty matchup here. First and third, two outs. Meeting on the mound is over. Cooper stands in, and the first pitch to him is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Miller sets. Lefty deals. Drops in the curve ball for a strike. It's 1-1. That's a beautiful curve. Came in at 76 miles an hour, 16 inches a drop. One ball, one strike. Miller delivers. Runner breaks for second. Pitches high for a ball, and on to second without a throw is McLean. Ridley is the one that's important. He's the tying run, and he's at third. But now McLean moves into scoring position as well. Spikes are concentrating on getting Cooper, however, to finish the seventh inning, leading 2-1. 2-1 the count. The pitch fades in low and away. 3-1. Trying the curveball again, but it missed. Cooper did not fish for it. Wager to say the Black Bears right now are only going to offer at strikes. Although with a 3-1 count, it's a hitter's count. Miller delivers. Breaking ball, called strike on the outer edge, and the count is full. He went curve again. Well, now here it is. First base is open with two outs. But second and third, 3-2 count. See if Miller goes back to the snapper. Here's the payoff pitch. Went fastball, driven center field. Harden fading back at it, however, has a beat on it. Makes the catch shy on the warning track, and the inning is over. So Justin Miller gets out of trouble in the seventh. No runs, no hits. Two runners left on base. On to the eighth. A 2-1 lead for the Spikes. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
A frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Well, here in the eighth inning, after pinch hitting for the left fielder, David Carpenter knew he was going to have to make a defensive switch, and he has. He's put Patrick Lee into left field. As it stands now, Tyner Hughes pinch hit in the seventh. Ordinarily, that would mean the use of the DH would be abandoned for the rest of the game as Lee came in to pinch hit in the DH spot. And did not immediately enter in left, but he's in left field. That much is true. And Marcus Page leads off the eighth inning for the Spikes, and the 0-1 swung on and missed. I would think that would mean that Tyner Hughes, well, he's marked here on the live scoring, is remaining in as the designated hitter. Again, I would imagine that. Well, the DH rule has changed, though, with Shohei Ohtani on the scene now as 0-2 to Page, swung on and missed. John Bakke records his second strikeout. It's his third inning of work. Now, Bakke this year, has made several multi-inning appearances. Carlos Contreras now stepping in, 2 for 3. He hustled to score the second Spikes run, which is the margin the Spikes enjoy right now. A 2-1 lead in the top of the eighth on the pitch. That's down and in for a ball, 1-0. Bakke has gone three innings exactly on three different occasions here in the second half, so this is nothing new for him. And the 1-0. Her ball down low. Two balls, no strikes to Contreras. Ground out in the first inning, a single in the third, and then he singled in the sixth, went in motion with two outs and two strikes, and ended up scoring all the way from first when Luis Avilas doubled to left center. The 2-0. Fastball down and away, 3-0 the count. Braden Blackford waits on deck. And the pitch. That's a strike on the outer half, 3-1. The pitch, low for ball four. So Contreras draws the one-out walk. And now Braden Blackford to the plate. Blackford is 0 for 3 this evening, again carrying a six-game hitting streak. So trying to extend it here. And hopefully he can also add to the Spikes' lead, perhaps. There is action in the West Virginia bullpen. Ty Buckner had been warming up, and he now peers out through the bullpen door out to the field. First pitch to Blackford, swung on and missed, and Braden corkscrewed in the left-handed box. He actually held on to his right leg for a moment, but he seems to be all right. And the pitch. That's a ball, low and away. One ball and one strike. And the pitch, that is in the turf. Loved by Ugarte, however. 2 and 1 the count to Blackford. And the pitch. Runner goes. It's sent in the air. Center field, but playable for Ridley. The center fielder will put it away. Contreras dashes back to first. Makes it in plenty of time. Two down. And unfortunately, Braden Blackford's hitting streak may have come to an end, although the Spikes will bat in the ninth as well. Here's Luis Aviles. His double to left center put the Spikes up 2-0. Right now, it's the what separates the Spikes from the Black Bears. Luis, the hardest hitter in the MLB Draft League, 1-for-3 on the night. The pitch. Fastball down and away. Ball one. And the 1-0. Fastball high and away, 2-0 the count. Well, we'll see what happens when Tyner Hughes, the number 9 spot in the order, is due up either in the 8th or 9th innings. What exactly is going to happen with that role? Here's the 2-0. And Aviles fouls it right side, 2-1 the count. Throw to first, Contreras back standing. 2-1 lead for the Spikes in the top of the 8th inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Now speed from Bakke, big cut by Aviles. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two, there goes Contreras. The pitch is low for a ball. Throw into second, backhanded, and a head-first slide by Contreras as Lucero dropped that throw on the backhand. Jostled off the bag by the force of Carlos Contreras moving in. That'll be a stolen base, the first of the night for the Spikes. And for Contreras, that is his second steal in 3 attempts this year. Full count to Aviles, 2 outs. The pitch. Breaking ball high, ball 4. So a 2-out walk to Aviles. That's the second one issued by Bakke, who owns both of them, issued by Black Bears pitchers tonight. First and second for Logan Mathieu. 0-for-3 this evening, but Logan smashed a solo homer last night. Helped cap off a big Spikes win on Tuesday with a homer as well. Two home runs as a Spike. The pitch homeward. Big cut. And the inner half fastball misses 0-1. Tomorrow a 4 p.m. game here at Monongalia County Ballpark. I'll be along with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mountain and Hill, starting at approximately 3:45. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike on the inner half of the plate. Bakke went with a big slow curve again, and it found the zone, 0-2. Now if he goes with the curve ball again, Logan Mathieu's a heady player. I think he might have it timed up. The set by Bakke, the left-hander. Lefty Mathieu at the plate. Fastball is high. One ball, two strikes. Bakke's a big guy, 6'3", 215, but velocity not his forte necessarily. He does have the fastball, and then he drops in the big roundhouse curve. Here's the 1-2. Goes with the curve again. It's a called strike 3. Third strikeout for Bakke. The Spikes in the 8th with no runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. But after 7.5, State College still leads it 2-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And the new pitcher for the Spikes is the Highwayman, Ty Buckner, who has been a closer for the Spikes across both halves of the 2023 MLB Draft League season. Here in the second half, he's making his fifth appearance. 0-1 the record, but 2-for-3 in save opportunities. 5 innings of work. He has allowed 3 runs, 1 earned on 4 hits, 9 strikeouts to 1 walk, 1 hit batsman, a .211 opponent's batting average. Buckner across both halves of the MLB Draft League season, a 1-1 record and a 2.4 ERA in 12 appearances. He had 2 saves in the first half, 2 here in the second, 25 strikeouts to 3 walks across 15 total innings, and he's only allowed batters a .182 batting average in a State College Spikes uniform. Facing Andres Ugarte, the right-handed hitting catcher, 1-for-3 in the game. And the pitch. A ball inside, 1-0. Ugarte wearing the yellow gloves in the right-handed box. Native of Venezuela, the 1-0. Chopper off the plate, up the middle. This time Leslie will take it in front of second. Shortstop fires to first in time. Second time he's had to do that in 2 innings. He and Page both converging, but Marcus leaving the way to Leslie, who had the angle on the ball. We've seen Marcus make that play, though, cutting it off. Marcus Page knows exactly what to do at second base. He doesn't exactly have the greatest quickness, not like a Leslie, but he knows where to be, and that can be the most important thing of all. Right-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen as well. We'll see who's up. Patrick Lee took over pinch hitting in the sixth inning. He was the DH. After that, he drove in a run with his RBI ground out in the sixth, then moved into left field in the top half of the eighth inning. And the pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. We believe that there will have to be a pinch hitter in the ninth spot in the order now. Otherwise, John Bakke would be due up the pitcher. But Lee, with an 0-1 count on him, as Buckner fires the fastball at 93. Next offering, fastball a little bit low at 93. It evens it up. And Ty Buckner, very efficient. He has made 2 multi-inning appearances in this season. Cross both has 19 pitches in one, 14 in another, in 2 full innings. The pitch, breaking ball, and a called strike on the inner half. 1-2 to Lee. They rev up the bikes. This parkway surrounding the ballpark. 1-2. Buckner revs it up 2. Fastball at 94, but outside. 2-2 the count. Now, double-barreled action in the bullpen. Brady Choban is warming up. He came on and earned the save last night, his fifth in the last five outings for him. The 2-2 fastball up and in, 3-2 the count. I think that's also Carson Lambert up in the bullpen for West Virginia. May depend what the score is entering the ninth inning as to which one gets the call. Is the 3-2 to Lee, but a timeout called by umpire Justin Murphy before all of that, so it won't count. Would have been inside, according to TrackMan, but and does not count. 3-2 to Patrick Lee. Base is empty, one out. Buckner, the glove tucked to the body, gets the sign from Aviles. Sets, delivers. Swing and a miss with a high fastball at 94. Ty Buckner's first strikeout of the night is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. Two gone in the eighth, and here's Manny Voorhees, the third baseman, 1-for-3. Struck out in the second, lined out to center in the fourth. He doubled in the sixth, but was stranded there. It was a two-out double. 4 hits in the game for the Black Bears, 7 for the Spikes. Buckner delivers. Sharp grounder to the right side, snagged by the first baseman. Matthew flips on to Buckner, coming over to cover, steps on the bag. The inning is over. 1-2-3 for Ty Buckner in the eighth. One more chance to bat for the Spikes in the ninth. They'll look to expand on a 2-1 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Into the ninth inning, and fans, there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, at Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league, wherever you are. New pitcher for the Black Bears in the ninth is the right-hander Carson Lambert, out of Texas A&M, the Thousand Oaks, California native. A right-hander, 6'4", 220 pounds. He of the wind up with the big straight leg kick. And then the pitch, Lambert in the second half has made 6 appearances. 1-0 record, a 5.79 ERA. He has received credit for 1 hold. 9 1/3 total innings, 6 runs against him all earned on 12 hits. 14 strikeouts to 4 walks, a 3.16 opposing batting average. And Ryan Guardino facing him. Guardino, of course, homered in the ninth inning last night to draw the Spikes within a run. They now lead by a run, due in large part to his solo homer in the second. Takes ball 1 outside. Lambert into the windup. The 1-0. Guardino lets it go for a strike. 93 with a fastball on the outer edge. John Bakke went 3 innings on the mound for West Virginia, allowing 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. He threw 56 pitches, 36 for strikes. The 1-1 from Lambert. And Guardino fouls it off at the plate. It's 1-2. Ryan 1-for-3 tonight, although last time up he ripped a liner to the left side that was snared by the shortstop, Bobby Lede. 8-9-1 spots due up for the Black Bears in the bottom of the ninth. Ty Buckner is going to get the ball looking for a six-out save. Noah Lucier, we know, will be due to lead off. Just a question of who comes up second in the inning. 1-2. Check swing by Guardino. A pitch down and away. Appeal down to first. 2-2 the count. I think Guardino was looking a point two. He wanted to appeal if it was called a swinging strike. 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Threw the fastball at 93. First strikeout for Lambert, the 11th for West Virginia pitching. By the way, for the Spikes, Justin Miller went two innings on the mound, allowing two hits, one run, which was earned, two walks, no strikeouts, 33 pitches, 16 strikes, but Justin Miller will be credited with a hold tonight. Jesse Fontaboa is 1-for-3. He's in the right-handed box. And Lambert, with the windup, kicks the left leg straight up and delivers. Fastball for a called strike over the outer half. Took something off of it, actually. Came in at 82. 0-1 to Fontaboa. Now Lambert's unique motion almost makes him look like John Cleese out of the Ministry of Silly Walks. But it's effective as the off-speed misses outside. 1-1. Didn't miss by much. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. High fastball at 93. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Tomorrow, a 4 p.m. game. The series finale. It'll be the last time the Spikes face the Black Bears here at Monongalia County Ballpark. There'll be a three-game weekend series at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, August 18th through the 20th. Here's the 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back K's for Carson Lambert. Two down in the top of the ninth, and Josh Leslie up. Leslie is 1-for-3 tonight. Provided a single on a fly ball to center in the seventh. He's also flied out and grounded out. Lambert has what he likes. First pitch coming in for the at-bat. That's low for a ball. With a fastball at 93. Derek Cherry, five scoreless innings in the start. He's the pitcher of record for the Spikes. Brian Edgington only allowed one run in five innings of work in his Black Bears debut, but he's the pitcher of record for West Virginia as a line drive over the leaping Noah Lucier. Actually, may have been just wide of his outstretched mitt, but Leslie with a two-out single here in the ninth. And I'm sure Dave Tremblay, Jerome Williams and company in the Spikes dugout would love to see this be a two-run lead in the ninth rather than just one. They have all the trust in the world in Ty Buckner, but that's always been Dave's philosophy. If it's a one-run lead, we want to make it two. If it's two, we want to make it three. If it's three, we want to make it four, etc. Peyton Harden's 1-for-4 with a ground rule double. He takes a strike. Pass ball on the outer edge to the lefty. Eight hits now for the Spikes, doubling up the Black Bears in the hit column. They're doubling them up in the run column as well, but it's only 2-1 here in the top of the ninth. There have been no errors on either side this evening. The 0-1. There goes the runner. Pitches high for a ball. Throw down to second. Tagged by the shortstop, Lede, and Leslie's out. Caught stealing. 2-6. Now the inning is over. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Bottom of the ninth. 2-1 lead for the Spikes. 8-9-1 spots in the order due up for the Black Bears. And Ty Buckner will try to nail down a six-out save when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
8-9-1 batters due up for West Virginia. Noah Lucier, and it will be a pinch hitter in the ninth spot. And again, looking at the rule, looked like the pitcher would have to then hit because the DH took the field. The pitcher hits for the spot left vacant in the order. But there is a pinch hitter on deck in Jacob Rebicki. And the first pitch of the ninth inning to Noah Lucier is swung on and missed, 0-1. Ty Buckner went with the breaking ball to start things off. Lucier is 0-2 of the walk. Buckner retired. The Black Bears in order in the eighth. Looking to mow down to the ninth, preserve this 2-1 lead, and nail down a win for the Spikes. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. It's 0-2. Ty Buckner out of the stretch, delivers. Swung on, fouled onto the concourse first base side. Still two strikes on Lucier, so it'll be Lucier, then Rybicki on the on-deck circle, and Cam Ridley due up third in the inning, the leadoff man in the West Virginia order. Set by Buckner. Another 0-2. Fastball upstairs. A ball and two strikes. No changes in the field for the Spikes. It's still Contreras, Harden, and Fontebowa left to right in the outfield. Matthew at first, Page at second, Leslie at short, Blackford at third, and the 1-2 swung on and missed. And Luis Aviles makes the catch but goes down on the ground holding on to the baseball. And he is in pain now, clutching his left wrist. And he is now on his back, looking up, turning onto his left side. Ashley McEwen, Spike's trainer, is out. Manager Dave Tremblay as well, and now the ball tumbles out of the mitt, but Luis made sure he held on there. And was he hit by the pitch? Was he hit by the bat? Now the umpires are going to come together. David Carpenter says that the bat hit Aviles in the wrist, and if so, that'd be catcher's interference and Lucier would be granted first base. There were two strikes. The swing was missed. The ball went into the mitt, but if the bat hits the mitt, that is catcher's interference. The umpires are talking it over right now between the mound and first base. I'm not sure if it did. But Aviles crumpling down. He held on to the ball. I do know that. And Ashley McEwen continues to check on the left hand and arm of Aviles. And the out is going to stand. And David Carpenter is going to come to the first base line now to talk things over with Justin Murphy. The umpires did confer. And the out stands. It's a strikeout for Noah Lucier. And Aviles is okay, or at least he's up right now. He's standing. He throws the baseball out to Ty Buckner. And credit to him, he never let go of the baseball. Now, here's the other thing. If the swing happened and it was a miss, but then the bat hit the wrist after it hit the ball entered the mitt, I think that's a third strike then. Ashley McEwen instructing Luis Aviles to move around, get the range of motion going on the wrist, see if he is all right. But it is a strikeout, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We're the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. A round of applause from the crowd for Luis Aviles, who will stay in. It's the second strikeout for Ty Buckner, the first out in the bottom of the ninth. Spikes up 2-1, and here comes the pinch hitter. Jacob Rabicki. He's actually coming in. He's pinch hitting. So Rabicki will go into the right-handed box out of Northwood University. First pitch fastball outside to the righty, native of Clinton Township, Michigan. Rabicki, a .214 batting average, a .500 on-base percentage, however. He is 3-14 at the plate in his first seven games, but has drawn seven walks. Takes a strike, breaking ball on the outer half of the plate. 1-1 the count. Cam Ridley, the leadoff man in the order, waits on deck. 2-1 lead for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. Ty Buckner sets the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut at the high fastball, and it's 1-2. And Rybicki had to come in to pinch hit. Otherwise, it would have been the pitcher's spot due up. I don't think Carson Lambert is going to wield a bat in this situation. 1-2. Oh, and it hits him in the helmet. Now, Rybicki immediately just takes off the helmet, tosses away the bat, and jogs down to first. That's great to see. 92-mile-an-hour fastball up and in, and I would think that, well, first base umpire Luke Kammermeyer is going to check on Rabicki. That conversation is a short one. Obviously, Rabicki just says, hey, I got hit. I'm on first base. I'm going to keep playing. So the hit batsman, the first of the game for either side, is aboard. It's only the second batter Ty Buckner has hit this season. Rabicki takes off on the first pitch. Fastball's high. Throw down to second, not in time. Rabicki is the tying run, and he's now in scoring position. 1-0 count to Cam Ridley. So obviously, Rabicki none the worse for wear. At least he is, pardon the pun, keeping his head in the game at this stage. 1-0 to Ridley. Buckner to the plate. And a grounder to the right side, sliding and deflects off the mid of Page. Rounding third, Rabicki, he'll score, and we're tied at two. Now Marcus was playing close through the bag at second. He tried to make up ground, moving laterally, and the ball glanced off the mid as he tried to cut it off. It will go as a base hit, I believe, for Cam Ridley. It is. It's the fifth hit of the night. An RBI single to tie it up in the ninth. Now the Spikes need to grab two more outs, and then, if they can, without any more scoring, the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker is in the offing. Ben McLean, the West Virginia right fielder, is 1-for-3. Unfortunately, Ty Buckner unable to pin down the save, but he can still keep the Spikes in it. Throw to first. Ridley dives back in. The MLB Draft League's second-half steals leader is the winning run. Buckner sets. Another quick throw to first, and this one a little bit closer. Ridley gets back in, but and Logan Matthew hangs on to the ball for a beat, making sure Ridley stays on the bag before returning it to the mound. McLean waits. Buckner sets. Ty delivers. There goes Ridley. Pitch high for a ball. Throw down to second. Tag applied, and he's out. For the first time this year, Cam Ridley has been thrown out on the base paths, and Luis Avila's bouncing back. After being struck in the left arm, he uses the right arm to throw him out. Leslie with the tag, 2-6 on the caught stealing, and the bases are empty with two outs in a tie game. Well, thought a couple of innings ago Luis Avila might have to answer the bell. He did here in the ninth. 1-0 the count to McLean. The pitch, a strike on the inner half. Off speed from Buckner. 1-1. Outfield set deep. Ty Pohlman is warming up in the Spikes bullpen. And the 1-1. Fastball is low, 2-1. With Pullman warming up, it leads me to believe that perhaps David Carpenter chose offense at the start of the game. Remember, in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker, the home team makes its decision whether to be offense or defense at the beginning of the game at the pregame lineup exchange. Fastball misses high, 3-1 the count to McLean. So Pullman, the other late inning option for the Spikes here in the early going of the MLB Draft League second half, is warming. The 3-1. That's a strike. Fastball in the outer half. Ty Buckner's had to throw a few more pitches than he has in his multi-inning performances as of late. This will be his 26th delivery. It's a 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Ty Buckner notches his third strikeout, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. However, West Virginia ties it up in the bottom of the ninth. One run, one hit, nobody left. We go to the MLB Draft League's overtime tiebreaker. And we'll be back right after this for that thriller. Three outs or run scoring will decide it in the single half inning of play here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So West Virginia manager David Carpenter chose offense for the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker inning. We are tied at two at the end of nine, and so West Virginia will put the previous hitter, Ben McLean, who struck out to end the ninth, on first base as the designated runner. Bobby Ledet, Michael Cooper, Andres Ugarte due up, and fans, the Spikes have called for a leap, bringing in a new pitcher for the tiebreaker. You too can call for a leap by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. None of this will officially count, as these records in the tiebreaker don't go in the official records. MLB Advanced Media still figuring out how to factor them in. But Ty Pullman, the right-hander, is on. Pullman, out of Northwest Nazarene in Idaho, facing Bobby Ledet, and a called strike to start things off. 89 on the inner half. Pullman has made five appearances in regulation. A 1-0 record, a 5.79 ERA. Two holds, one for two in save opportunities. 4 2/3 innings, he's allowed three runs on five hits. Throw on to first. McLean dives back in. Pullman with eight strikeouts to two walks and one hit batsman. And actually, a pinch runner it's McLean that's still at first. I beg your pardon. So McLean, with a throw to first, dives back in again. Ty Buckner went two innings, allowing one run on one hit. He did not walk a batter. He did hit a batter. He struck out three, 26 pitches, 15 for strikes, unfortunately. He'll be assessed a blown save tonight. 0-1. There goes the runner. Pitches high for a ball. Aviles bouncing throw to second. Tag by Leslie. He hangs on. And another caught stealing is Luis Aviles for the second straight inning. Throws out the winning run trying to steal. Another 2-6 on the caught stealing. It was a bouncing throw as well, but a nice job by Leslie to snag it, tag it, and hang on. So now the base is empty. A 1-1 count on Lede, and there's one out. Remember, if the Spikes get three outs here, they win the game. The pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. This is the first overtime tiebreaker game of the second half for the Spikes. In the first half, they went 1-1. 2-1 pitch, outside a ball, 3-1. All right, check that. A 2-1 record in the tiebreaker in the first half for the Spikes is the 3-1 to Lede. Fastball swung on and missed, and the count is full. Meanwhile, West Virginia has not yet played the tiebreaker in the second half either. They did actually play to a tie in a game that was halted in the sixth inning against Trenton. It was a 0-0 score in the first half. Black Bears were 1-1. And the 3-2 to Lede swung on and missed. Strike three. The strikeout by Ty Pullman, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. And with the bases empty and two outs, Michael Cooper is the last hope for the Black Bears. Cooper is 1-for-3 with a double, a run scored. He's also walked. Ty Pullman trying to nail it down. There are no winning or losing pitchers assessed in a game that reaches the overtime tiebreaker, nor will there be any saves, but really this effectively is a save situation because the defensive team needs three outs, and if they get those, they win. First pitch is a ball outside to Cooper. 92 on the fastball. Pitch timer is still in effect here in the tiebreaker, and the 1-0 upstairs for a ball, 2-0. 2-2 at the end of regulation. The Spikes with eight hits. The Black Bears with five. Pullman sets the 2-0. Fastball called strike on the outer edge. It's 2-1. The MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker making for a lot of excitement, of course. It's down to one half inning to determine who wins and who loses tonight. The 2-1. High and away for a ball, 3-1. Ryan Guardino gave the Spikes the lead in the second with a solo homer. Luis Aviles with an RBI double in the sixth to make it 2-0. Black Bears bounce back. RBI ground out for Patrick Lee in the sixth. And the RBI single for Cam Ridley to tie it in the ninth. And now the 3-1 to Cooper is bounced foul, first base side, and the count is full. Coleman looks in. Payoff pitch. Chopped off the plate, out in front of home. Aviles can't grab it, and on to first is Cooper. Pullman was coming off the mound to the third base side. He left it for Luis, but Aviles couldn't quite grab a good handle on it. It'll be an infield single. Andres Ugarte will now step in. The West Virginia catcher is 1-for-4. He reached on an infield single in the fourth. The set by Pullman, and the pitch. Fastball is low, 1-0. Elsewhere, and Jerome Williams, Spikes pitching coach, is going to come out. Elsewhere, Williamsport came back to defeat Frederick tonight, 5-4. Trenton, a 5-2 winner over Mahoning Valley. So the Thunder, no matter what happens tonight, will stay in second place in the MLB Draft League standings. Just a matter of what the margin is for them. The Spikes with a chance to climb back into third, however, if they can notch this last out in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker inning. The entire infield joining Jerome Williams. And a little extra time granted to them by Justin Murphy, given the importance of this situation. It is the umpire's discretion if the... in some instances for the timers and how long a mound meeting it can take. And we're set. 1-0 the count to Ugarte. And the pitch. Breaking ball inside, ball two. Patrick Lee is on deck for the Black Bears. Runner on first, two outs. Spikes already erased one would-be winning run. 2-0. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. Luis Avilas outstanding in the late innings, throwing out both of those base runners, trying to steal second. Represented the winning run. But a 3-0 count to Ugarte. Pullman sets, delivers, and the fastball's outside for ball four. So Cooper now at second in scoring position. There are two outs. And Patrick Lee will step in. He checked in as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning, knocked in the first West Virginia run with a ground out to short. Struck out in his second plate appearance. He took over in left field in the late innings, and he's in the right-handed box now here in the overtime tiebreaker. Pullman looks in for the sign from Avilas. The pitch. Slides inside and it kicks away all the way to the netting. Moving up to second and third, the runners. I believe that will be a wild pitch. And now Michael Cooper just 90 feet away. One and oh to Lee. Spikes will need to find it one more time to pick up the win. The 1-0. Fastball low, 2-0. Again, regardless of what happens, there will be no winning nor losing pitcher credited. 2-0. Outside, ball three, and Avilas is really having to work out that left wrist. That got struck in the ninth inning. And with a 3-0 count already, it's going to be an intentional walk of Lee. So the bases are now loaded. There are two outs. Manny Voorhees will now step in. No margin of error here. Luis Avilas has to keep everything in front of him on the turf. But Ty Pullman, if he can retire Manny Voorhees here, will put away the win for the Spikes. Voorhees levels the bat. The pitch. First pitch strike on the inner half. That'll go a long way. 0-1. Spikes taking no chances. Pullman's coming off the mound and coming close to receive the return throw to the mound. 0-1. Breaking ball upstairs. Ball one. Well, 3 hours of action so far tonight. But we're not done yet. The tipping point here in the overtime tiebreaker. The 1-1. Breaking ball, a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the overtime. One half inning to decide it. The pitch. Nub back to Pullman, who snares it. Hurries on to first. Underhand to Logan Matthew. And the Spikes, for the first time in the second half, win it in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker after a 2-2 tie in regulation. The Spikes now 7-6 on the year, dealing the Black Bears just their third loss of the second half. Great perseverance by the Spikes after giving up the tying run in the bottom of the ninth to come right back on defense in the extra frame and gain the three outs necessary to earn the win. We'll be back to wrap it up from Monongalia County Ballpark right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Let it slip, it covered, check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home for a pair of midweek games July 25th and 26th against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tuesday the 25th, join us for Christmas in July, and it's Jared Box Project Night. Then on Wednesday the 26th, it's Super Splash Day. Game time is 12:05 in the afternoon, and the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone for a wet and wild day at the ballpark. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the State College Spikes needed to go the distance and then some tonight, but they end up winning in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker, taking the field defensively in the extra frame and earning the win by getting the three outs necessary following a 2-2 tie in regulation. Final game totals, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Spikes, 7 runners left on base. The Black Bears, 2 runs on 5 hits. No errors. They left 7 on in regulation. Strand of the base is loaded in the extra frame. No winning nor losing pitcher credited in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker, though Ty Pullman pitched that 10th inning and got all 3 outs for the Spikes. Justin Miller gets credit for the hold, his 3rd of the year. Ty Buckner, unfortunately, dealt the blown save. He's now 2-for-4 in save opportunities. The game took 3 hours flat with the overtime added in. Here at Monongalia County Ballpark tonight, attendance 1,428. A back-and-forth battle. Ryan Guardino with his 3rd home run of the year. his second consecutive game. In fact, it was his second consecutive swing after homering in the ninth inning last night. He stepped up in his first at-bat in the second, and on the first pitch, slugged it over the left field bullpen for a 402-foot homer. Luis Avilas added an RBI double. West Virginia got an RBI ground out from Patrick Lee in the sixth inning, and then in the ninth, Cam Ridley with an infield single, or a single deflected off the mid of infielder Marcus Page into right field to allow Jacob Rybicki, who was hit in the helmet by a pitch, to come in and score. Rybicki was hit, but then stole second and came in to score the tying run. But the Spikes were resolute. They persevered, and after Luis Avilas caught the would-be winning run twice on the base pass, Ridley in the ninth, the leading base dealer in the MLB Draft League second half, and then designated runner Ben McLean in the extra frame. The Spikes had to face a bases-loaded two-out situation, but Ty Pullman forces a bouncer back to the mound for Manny Voorhees for the final out to put away the win. So the Spikes are now 7-6 on the year in the second half. West Virginia now 9-3, though the Black Bears still in first place in the second half MLB Draft League standing. So we will finish up this series tomorrow at 4 p.m. It'll be left-hander Jacob Meyer on the mound for the Spikes, facing righty Mark Faiello for the Black Bears. I'll be along with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health, at approximately 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. And then after the game, the Spikes will hop on the bus back home to Happy Valley. Off day on the schedule Monday, and then back home for the first time in 9 days for Christmas in July. Walking Taco Tuesday, Jared Box Project Night, all taking place Tuesday night, 6:35 game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. The box office will reopen from 9 to 5 on Monday. And, of course, we will also have availability by phone during normal business hours at 814-272-1711. The final score once again, 2-2 in regulation. The Spikes win it in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker tonight here in West Virginia. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining me tonight on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.